JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we look at the Youth Entrepreneurship Program in North Central St. Catherine. And in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, we look at the days of pound, shilling, and pence. Do stay with us. Young people in North Central St. Catherine now have an opportunity to develop their business skills through a recently launched entrepreneurship grant program. Minister with responsibility for sports and Member of Parliament for the area, Natalie Nita Headley, says the North Central Community Youth Entrepreneurship and Education Program will serve as a catalyst for change for Jamaica's youth.
The NCCYEEP also served to militate against the high levels of unemployment, to create enrichment opportunities, and to give those involved the capacity to grow towards economic and sustainable development.
The program was recently launched in partnership with the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, the Young Entrepreneur Association, the Hartrust NTA, and the Social Development Commission.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Hey. Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Manchester residents, do you have a complaint about a government agency, office, or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Tuesday, July 8 at the Mandeville Parish Church Hall, Market Street, Mandeville, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
As Jamaica works towards achieving Vision 2030, linkages between industries will be strengthened with a common goal of ensuring quality management and production standards. This will help to create a Jamaica that is a place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm. And on the community notice board, the Introduction to Events Management Group at the University of the West Indies Open Campus will be hosting a free health and wellness fair on Saturday, July 5 at Bethel United Church of Jesus Christ Apostolic, 20 South Camp Road, Kingston 4, starting at 10 a.m. Services will include blood pressure checks, cholesterol testing, blood sugar, eye screening, and HIV testing. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
In 70s and 80s, have a pound, you can go to the market, and you buy a bus, you get your goods, you buy your goods, you have uncared carried home. You take 10 shillings and go to the shop, you have your buy your grocery, it serve if you go into another week. Go to the beef shop, there was meat was cheap. 2 and 6, 1 and chopins, and then the better meat you get in those days. Fish, you name it.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359-024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and the studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.